Black Lives Matter is the name of the group that's been leading protests and marches in Nashville, but the people attending have been surprisingly diverse. And for white activists, many are still trying to figure out their role. WPLN's Emily Siner went to meet some at a training event this week that was trying to teach white people how to talk to each other about racism.
I'm actually not in the training. I'm sitting on a bench down the hall at Casa Azafrán. The organizers wouldn't let me stay as a member of the media because they said they were worried people wouldn't feel comfortable with me there as they talked about, well, uncomfortable topics like race. And there's no question these are uncomfortable topics. I talked to one attendee, Emily Sellers, before the meeting, and she's struggling to figure out what her role is as a white person in this movement that's all about getting the voices of African Americans to be heard. So she knows the movement isn't for her, but she wants to help out, but...
I also don't know if, like, you know, cordoning off, like, two separate communities as being actually separate is something that makes sense.
And this training was separate to an extent. The leaders were white, the people in the room were almost all white, and the training was about how to talk to low-income and working-class white people about racism. But another attendee, Jessica Hansen, says that's not a bad thing.
I definitely am for that because I feel like there's definitely not enough white people speaking up for this.
Other white activists, like those in the group called Showing Up for Racial Justice, say it's important to come to Black Lives Matter protests, but just stay in the background. Last Friday, during a vigil and march in Nashville, most of the people who took a turn at the mic were African American, like Grace Gadson. She told the crowd that in 1971, her uncle was shot and killed by police in Goodlettsville. The protesters after that incident, she said, were all black.
But today, I'm so glad that we've got everyone here. Times indeed have changed.
For her, she says it's been a relief to see so much diversity. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.